Diver's Sink is a weekly netcast where we talk about the world of scuba diving, fantastic diving opportunities, and some of the happenings in the underwater world. We also provide tips and discussions about scuba diving and get excited about upcoming dives and adventures. Learn how you can join us on our dives and become part of the program by following Diver's Sink on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, or by visiting our website at www.diversink.com. Hello and welcome to Diver Sink, the netcast and podcast for scuba divers. My name is Rich Sinewick and you are listening to episode 523 of Diver Sink, recorded on April 29th, 2024. And I am back to talk about my life in diving and hopefully bring some insights to you that I haven't already brought. I do post a lot of stuff now on social media, and I've been trying to make sure that I am everywhere and in your face, and you can just scroll past it if it's not something you want. But I am on Twitter, and both. I've got a couple of different things. I do Divers Incorporated. I do Diver Sink. I do Rich Sinewick. I do Rich Sinewick, Patty Course Director. I'm on the Prism 2 page. I try to answer questions. I'm on Reddit. I know I have Tumblr. We're going to do Twitch coming up. We're going to probably go back to Vine if they open it back up, because I guess TikTok's going away. But I am going to be on TikTok as well. I'm going to jump on that bandwagon. I'm trying to figure out how to do dance videos to be able to do on, because I think that's the way I'm going to do it, because I don't look good in a bikini, but I am hilarious to watch dance. And so, and that's something that we've been doing in our dive shop since January, as we dance to get our motivation and energy up, get the rock and roll band, get people all upset. My neighbors pretty much, because I have a vet next door and a nail salon. The nail salon doesn't really care, but the vet says it makes all the dogs sing along. So anyway, so for the entire month of March, or entire month of April, along with all the stuff I talked about in the previous podcast, along with the incredible eclipse weekend, and along with the weekday Tech 40, along with the Scuba Academy, which I didn't mention, but the Scuba Academy is a night in the pool where I teach you something really cool. Sometimes it's about pony bottles, sometimes it's about alternate air sources, sometimes it's about cameras. But that's something we do to keep people in the 12 for 12 so everybody can dive, because pool dives count. It's a 12 for 12 diving. Pool dives count. So we're doing, but along with that, I have got working and dialed in my third weekend Patty instructor development program. Now, the weekend instructor development program is something that a friend of mine, Nick, and a friend of mine, Steven, talked me into doing so that I can differentiate myself with the people that go on vacation to go and do their weekend or their week-long 14-day instructor development programs in someplace warm and tropical. The thing that about the warm and tropical is it's got a really nice ring to it, except that you spend the entire week in a classroom, in air conditioning, and the dives tend to be someplace less than glamorous. So they're not on an ocean reef. They're not doing, they're kneeled down in the sand on one of the worst reefs that are out there, if you even get a reef. A lot of times it's a marina. Even though you got palm trees and a little bit warmer weather, it's not all what it's cracked up to be. And so I was trying to figure out why I was not doing real well with IDCs a couple years ago. And on an ice diving trip, I had two other Patty course directors, and they said, your competition is not your local people. Your competition is the people who have consistently, regularly scheduled instructor development programs. So since then, I've had a regularly scheduled quarterly instructor development, but we do it on weekends. So most of the things since 2020 can be done via Zoom. And so those things that I'm allowed to do via Zoom and that are effective via Zoom are done via Zoom. And then there's three weekends in person. And those are the things that are required to be done in person at the Instructor Development Center, Divers Incorporated, or at the quarry, etc. So the weekend IDCs that I did for the month of April, we basically had two nights a week on Zoom where I'm able to not only do the stuff Patty wants me to do, I'm able to do the stuff to make you a very successful dive shop minded, diving business minded Patty instructor. Because one of my goals in life before I call it quits on this planet is to take and make a person go and be a someone just walked in, so you're probably hearing that in the background, but make a person be the a business, make a person not have to worry about where their income's coming from as a Patty instructor. I've said it before and I've had the same jokes around a couple of times, but the same thing goes where I have there's two things that are out there. Number one is people say, if you want, like on Reddit, how do I become a scuba instructor? How do I get in the dive shop business? And if I get in the dive shop business, how do I make money doing it? And everybody says, well, the only way to make $1 million is to start with 2 million. That's my first favorite. And the second one is, what's the difference between a Patty instructor and a large pepperoni pizza? And a large pepperoni pizza feeds a family of four. And I don't believe in that. I believe in, man, everything is going absolutely nuts right now. The family of four thing, I don't believe in it. I've fed a family of four as a scuba instructor for the last 20 years. So I'm kind of excited about this IDC too, because my family of four, one of the members of is Natalie, and Natalie has basically went and become an instructor. She just finished her assistant instructor, but she was in there. And I'm going to tell you guys, it's not fair because she's been diving all of her life for the most part. But when you get a 10-year head start on everybody in your IE, you have your skills down. And the lack of the only thing that she has is a lack of she's got so much self-confidence that she has to be reined in a little bit. But she is spectacular at what she does. And so it's a pretty exciting thing to be able to do. But this weekend IDC that has my daughter in it is something that I am really excited about. And the way that it worked is we went through Zoom. She was upstairs in my wife's office and I was down here doing the Zoom here. And then we had two other candidates and everybody was having a grand old time. And then we did some nights in the pool. And we were planning on Friday nights to keep it the weekend, but these guys were able to do our normally scheduled pool to save me a little bit of money. And then we had all day in the classroom on Saturday and all day at the quarry on Sunday each time. And then on the last day we flipped because they wanted to go to a different quarry and we finish in the classroom. And so this week, everybody scored really high. Everybody did really well. I have utmost confidence and we have time. When I got, this was done a little bit early. Normally I would push it into May to make the water temperatures a little bit warmer. But I do include, as part of my instructor development course, I include that you can become a dry suit instructor. I want people to be able to make money locally, wherever they may be. And most of the planet is cold. 90% of the water, 75% of the water on the planet is under 50 degrees. It's a chilly, chilly planet, as far as the water temperatures are concerned. And so it makes sense to have your instructors that are in the Midwest become dry suit instructors and dry suit divers as well. So that's kind of where we're going with it. But it has been, I just finished up yesterday and tomorrow I am leaving for Truck Lagoon. And Truck Lagoon looks like it's going to be a spectacular trip because of the miracle of the dateline. It's actually taking us a week to get there, letting the luggage catch up with a few longer overnights, and then taking us 3 days to get home. And we're going to spend a week in Micronesia at Truck Lagoon. And for those people that don't know what Truck Lagoon is, I'll tell you more about it in the next podcast when I come back, because I'll know more about it. But essentially, it is the Japanese's Pearl Harbor. It's where the United States Armed Forces and the Allied Forces had caught the Japanese fleet at unawares, and they bombed the crap out of it and sunk everything that's there. So, and forgive the all the running back and forth. I think my family just got home. Normally, I try to do this. One of the reasons I don't do this as often as I want is because I have so many noises in the background that it's hard to edit all of them out, and I'm not even going to bother. But we're going to call this one good and make this the podcast that introduces you to the Truck Lagoon. I will be posting about Truck Lagoon from Truck Lagoon. I guess the boat has limited Wi-Fi, so I'll be able to post pictures and video at some point, at least keep you guys updated. If you're following me on Facebook, please do. If you're following me at Divers Incorporated, that's a big added bonus. And if you are on Patreon, following me at Patreon, that's the one where I'm going to really try to make sure that I get everybody up to date, because I don't have to worry about editing because those guys are awesome. So until next time, you guys go out, have fun. Spring is here. Support your local dive center, support your long distance dive center, and get your stuff out for service, because the season is just around the corner. Memorial Day is the official start of summer for me, and it's only a month away. So until next time, we'll see ya. Divers Sync is a cooperation between Divers Incorporated and Divers Media Group. You can download archived past editions worldwide over the internet at diversync.com. If you wish to support Divers Sync financially, you can find us on Patreon for bonus content, announcements of live performances, product giveaways, and other opportunities to be part of the program. Help us promote our netcast by telling your friends and dive buddies to subscribe to Divers Sync on YouTube and Spotify. The opinions that you hear on Divers Sync are not necessarily those of any station, website, network, or advertiser. These netcasts are not intended to substitute for professional diver training. Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be attempted without the proper instructions, supervision, and training. Have any questions or comments? We'd love to hear from you. We are on Facebook and Instagram for messages, or you can email us via our website at diversync.com.